My friends, what has happened to the safety and security that we once took for granted? Why are we losing the peace and the tranquility that our nation once enjoyed? Why is all of nature itself in such an uproar of confusion and commotion? We are seeing so much turmoil and upheaval, terrorism, war, storms, death, destruction, the list goes on and on. Wherever we turn, the catastrophes are becoming greater and more frequent. Now it seems that every morning we wake up with the expectation of some massive new tragedy in the news. When is it all going to come to an end? When is it going to stop? When is it going to return to a state of normalcy? Mankind, in his pride and arrogance, still thinks that he can snub his nose at God. But who is going to have the last word? If you are a Bible-believing Christian, you know the answer to that question. God, by way of his Bible, says that all the cataclysms and the obliteration and the annihilation will not end because they are a result of man's rejection of God in his life. What we've been seeing so far in terrorism and hurricanes and natural disasters is a walk in the park compared to what is coming. Most of us are like ostriches with our heads buried in the sand, not able to recognize the downward spiral of increasing chaos that's going to end in nothing less than the total devastation of the entire earth. But it doesn't have to happen if mankind would change. Repentance simply means changing from personal and national lifestyles that are contrary to what God says in His Word, the Bible. My friends, make no mistake about it. Mankind could stop the sorrow and misery by repenting of sin. But it doesn't look like that's going to happen. Who would stop committing adultery, for example, if it meant saving the world from imminent destruction? Who would turn totally honest for the sake of mankind? God's Word says that evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived themselves. Will men stop fighting in war and place their faith in God? Who would turn from lying and turn to the truth to save his brother? Would any turn from prostitution or lesbianism or homosexuality to purity in order to deliver their nation from ruin? Who would worship the true Creator God on his Sabbath days in order to gain his blessings and to gain his protection? We are too full of selfish desires and lusts to have peace. God says, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not from hence, even from your lust that war in your members? We are living in a fool's paradise if we believe that man will somehow gain control over all of the disorder in his lives and in the country and bring all societies of the earth into perfect harmony. It's not going to happen by the will of man. The Holy Scriptures declare that all of this mayhem, this death and ruin, is not going to end until Jesus Christ returns and puts a stop to it himself. God's Word says, and except the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved alive. But for the elect's sake, whom he has chosen, he has shortened the days. This world would end in the way that the mad scientists have envisioned, in mutually assured destruction, except for the fact that Jesus is going to come back and intervene and put a stop to all of this madness. Have we come to the point where it cannot be stopped? Have we come to the point where it is too late to reverse the destructive progression that's leading to our demise? God's warnings are in your Bible. The prophecies are of old, which have warned of the curses that are now, right now, coming upon us. God declared the end from the very beginning. That's called prophecy. When will we believe God? God promises peace and happiness and health and prosperity for obedience to Him. But we have not been obedient to God, nor the laws of God, nor the will of God. Many in the clergy preach that the law of God has been nailed to the cross. That's not true. Don't you believe it? Worshiping God must be on His terms, not on our terms. God's commandments against lying, cheating on your spouse, stealing, and murder are as wrong today as when God first uttered the words, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." Sin destroys families, causes mental illness. It ruins society. Incurable diseases and catastrophes are coming as a direct result of breaking God's commandment. God himself says that's why those things are coming on us. The Bible is sure. It's positive. It contains the answers. We know that the Bible was given by the inspiration of God himself. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, and for correction, for instruction in righteousness. It is God who tells us the only way that we can survive, and we're not living that way. We will not survive the way that we are headed. Must we die before we find out that the Bible is true, that it is God's true word? Jesus said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." How many have read the Bible from cover to cover? Have you? Do you think that your pastor has? Why doesn't he do what it says in the Scriptures? Let's read some verses no one wants to talk about. And keep in mind that the Bible is the Word of God. We must seek to understand every word. Daniel asked the meaning of the words in the Bible. But he was told, "Go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end." That's where we are today. We have come to the time of the end. This prophecy is about us, our time today. Daniel was told, "The wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise, they shall understand." My friends, the choice is ours. We can be wicked and not understand, or we can be wise because they are the ones who will understand. Thus says the Word of God. Who are the wise who shall be able to understand at this time? My friends, much of the Word of God, especially the prophecies, were shut up even until now. We are rapidly approaching the close of this age, the end time. Have you been meaning to read the Bible, but you just haven't gotten around to it yet? Time is short, very short. Do not be as the foolish virgins who waited too long to have their lamps filled. My friends, it is time for you to read the Bible for yourself. Jesus warns us, soon it is going to be too late. Jesus is coming back to this earth to judge between the good and the bad, between the right and the wrong, between morality and immorality. You've heard all those stories about the pearly gates as you enter into heaven. God's Word says, "So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to Jesus Christ." Nobody's going to slip in. Nobody's going to have a deathbed repentance. Who's going to look foolish when Jesus says, "How'd you like my book? How did you like the Bible?" And you'll have to say, "Lord, I didn't get around to reading it. I just never thought it was really that important. I thought I'd just go by the feeling in my gut or the feeling in my heart." Then Jesus will say to them on his left hand, "I profess unto you, I never knew you." Those are fearful words, my friend. "Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his demons." That's the Word of God. You might be saying, "I thought that preachers weren't supposed to preach hellfire and damnation anymore." My friends, I'm just reading it from the Bible, the Word of God. Let's look at some more promises of God, just so that they won't sneak up on any of us. Jesus proclaimed the kingdom of God. What does that mean? It's the good news of Jesus as a world leader here on earth in an official position as a ruler of the earth, replacing all of today's government leaders, even kings and queens and dictators and presidents, even the President of the United States. Very few people know where the United States of America is mentioned in the Bible, but it is. Do you know where to find America and Britain spoken of? The end time prophecies of the Bible cannot be understood without having this vital key of understanding about who is the United States and who are the people of England. A few people realize that Britain and the United States hold God's promised birthright, which is the true explanation of our sudden rise to become the greatest national power and wealth that the world has ever seen. No one has possessed the wealth of the United States since history began. No nation. God uses duality, that's type and anti-type, to reveal his plans for us so that we can know and so that we can and will be prepared. Positively, no one is able to know Bible prophecy without understanding the symbols and the examples God has already given to us. We can't know those just by feeling or by rote. God has to reveal them. For example, God shows us a great deal of what he has planned for us in his holy days, the feast of the Lord. Most people don't even know the feast of the Lord, but they point to exactly what God is doing. Many people would be totally surprised to learn the order of things in God's systematic plan for mankind. God wants for us to be his children, the children of God, to be in the very family of God. God's not trying to save everybody right now in the whole world. This is not the only day of salvation. If God were trying to do that, we'd all have to admit God is doing a very poor work of it. No, God does everything in order. God's word tells us how civilization, as we know it, is going to come to a violent end. We read in the scriptures how God declares the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, "My counsel shall stand. I will do my pleasure." Those are the words of God. Only God can say that because only God can make it happen. It takes faith to believe that there is a loving creator who is intimately involved in our lives. And tragically, very few people know where America and Britain are mentioned in the scriptures. That's why millions of Christians are going to be caught totally off guard. Ultimate destruction is going to hit our nations right when everybody thinks everything is hunky-dory. Now, don't believe me. Listen to what God says. He says this in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 3. "For when they shall say, 'Peace and safety,'" oh, that means everything's great. We've got it all together. Nothing could possibly go wrong. God says, "Then sudden destruction comes upon them, and they shall not escape." Most people in the world do not have a clue as to what is going to take place. Catastrophic, mind-boggling events are beginning to take place. It's not too late for the United States and Canada and Great Britain if only they would heed God's warning message. America's clergy is not preaching a warning message of what is ahead for our nation. Somehow we believe things will go on and we will solve our problems. We are not solving our problems. America, wake up. Do not be lulled into complacency. Were you expecting the terrorist attacks that have begun? You should have been expecting them. The terrorist attacks were no surprise to those who believe God's word. God predicted the terrorist attacks that are sweeping the world. They're in your Bible for you to read for yourself. My friends, if America and England continue to reject God, we will soon cease to exist as nations. Read Leviticus 26. Read all of it for yourself. That's what's coming upon us. Here's what you'll find in Leviticus 26. Incurable diseases, scarcity of food, defeat by our enemies, more terrorist attacks causing national panic. God's punishment for disobedience is going to increase if people do not repent. Our financial strength, our military power is going to fall apart. It's going to be broken. Massive drought conditions are coming. We've only seen the tip of the iceberg. It's just beginning. It will result in total crop failures. And if America and England will not turn to God, the punishment will become greater yet. America is going to be conquered by its enemies. Incurable diseases are going to sweep through our families and through our children. We will become captured prisoners and hostages of our enemies, scattered and held in death camps. Oh, we saw a touch of it, World War II, previous bad times, but nothing like what is coming in the future. Cannibalism is going to take place, even among family members, the scripture says. Our nation's churches are going to be destroyed for not preaching God's truth. American British cities are going to be leveled by our enemies, by their attacks on us. Our enemies will be astonished at how the greatest superpowers in the history of the world have been so easily overcome and conquered. Only God can rescue our land now. My friends, hear the word of the Lord. This is from Ezekiel. "Cast away from you all your sins whereby you have transgressed, and make in you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O my people? Tune in again to the proclamation of Jesus Christ.